So check this out. I got word that Hulu threw this crazy party in Beverly Hills with literally all of the biggest reality TV stars. I'm talking about all the Bravo-lebs, Candy Burris, Portia Williams, James Kennedy, Jax Taylor, even Captain Lee and Kate Chastain. Here's the genius part. If you want to find out what happened at the party, you have to watch the commercials. Yes, I know I'll be tuning in and then signing up for a free trial to get my favorite reality TV shows at Hulu.com.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2020, here on News AF.
Buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we are, News AF, coming to you on a Friday this week. Very busy week for me, celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Rob Has a Podcast. So had to push things back a little bit later this week, but we needed to get on here to celebrate Valentine's Day with the bros here on News AF. First off, let's welcome in, it's America's cool dad, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so great. Congratulations on the 10 years.
10 years
of,
and 2 days wow. now.
10 years wow. and 2 days yes. of podcasting to the day. 10 years and two
a
days.
Decade.
Mm-hmm. A decade. Yes. Can you believe that it's been a decade of that?
I can't believe it that I was going back through the archives. I did a whole long retrospective of, you know, how we got here through 10 years. Tyson Cast 1 was September it was the fall of 2020. So this fall we'll have 10 years of Tyson on
fall of 2010, podcast. You mean?
What did I say? 2020?
2020.
Yeah.
You know
it's been a long week.
It's been a really long week.
it's been a long decade this week. Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. And yes. We're part of the family too. Myself and our currently unannounced co-host, Danny
yes.
Bryson.
Yes. I also pulled the clip of Danny Bryson's first appearance on the podcast back in 2015 for the 10-year retrospective. Here he is, Danny Friday, Danny Bryson.
I was so young
yes.
and naive.
Yes.
So
did
supple,
and, you know, soft, moist.
Soft.
Were
yes,
you,
all those things.
Did the fans love that little clip of Danny first time on the podcast?
Yeah, I think so. They were very excited that we were talking about the first thing we ever talked about with Danny was that we talked about that. I think that we've talked about many times about potentially how the Chinese government is going to start a people rating system. And Danny said that he would rate Tyson 5 stars.
5 stars.
Does that hold true still, Danny?
Well, I mean, what's out of how many stars? I
out
mean,
you're still,
if it's out of five, you're five, Tyson.
Yes, yes.
So that allows you to get a bank loan. You can now travel to places like Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. exciting time for you to be alive, although you wouldn't want to be in China.
And he said that he would give me, I think, 3 or 4 stars.
See, I'd like to update that, because, though.
Well, he didn't know. That's what he said at the time. He said it, but he didn't know me particularly well. He didn't know if I was just a creep from Craigslist.
Yeah, so 5 stars to you, Rob.
Not even on Craigslist, Dan.
Wow.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We don't know.
They changed. Okay. All right. Anyway, so we are very excited. Happy Valentine's Day. Danny, do you have any big Valentine's Day plans?
None. Not a single plan. I didn't even bring it up this morning. And guess what? I've had over a decade of marriage to my wife, and I've beaten Valentine's Day so badly that what she said to me this morning was, yeah, you know what? Valentine's Day, we should love people every day. We shouldn't be told this is the one. And I'm like, oh, you can brainwash people. It takes years and years and years and dedication, but it can be done because I've broken her spirit.
No, get
her
it
Valentine's
all out of the
Day
way
spirit.
Today, Danny, that you don't want 365 days of this.
No, but if you do, that's what she
it's
believes.
Watered down.
Yes. I mean, when Big Valentine's tells you to jump and everybody's like, how high? It's just so embarrassing. It's like, no, you know what? Give a box of chocolates in the summer. It'll have a bigger impact than it will right now.
Can melt, Danny.
Well, yeah. Got to eat them fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'll melt there year round.
That's true. It is going to be 70 here today. I kind of feel like Liz, your wife, probably dreads the impending Valentine's Day at this point, where she's like, oh, now we got to have the conversation again.
About
how he doesn't believe. I watched a pretty funny clip on the local news about anti-Valentine's Day guys. And there was this old dude who was like, I love my wife and there's nothing I wouldn't do for her and there's nothing she wouldn't do for me. And that's what we're going to do for each other this year is a bunch of nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yes.
He's gone over the dark horizon.
Yeah.
Into the abyss of love.
Well, I know so many people are into Galentine's Day, founded by Leslie Knope, but maybe we can get into Palentine's Day of celebrating our friendship here on News AF today.
Oh, that is a good idea. If I had known, I would have sent you guys some edible undies, some chocolates.
Oh, no.
Shaped like a rose, yeah. And you have to unwrap them, and then they're edible undies, and then you put them on and eat them off yourself.
I often joke with people who I spend time in the wilderness with, what if all of my snacks that I eat while I'm on a run were just edible undies? Like, how amazing would that be?
It would be so awesome.
We stop for a break to eat some food and drink.
Yeah. We stop at a gas station and you go in and you're like, we got to stop at the next one. You're like, why? And they're like, they didn't have any edible undie roses at this one that are kind of my go-to snack. What if the edible undie, big corporate edible undie came out like Chocolate Milk did a few years ago and said that edible undies are the best recovery food you can eat after exercising.
Oh, man. So what if you could eat your shirt while you exercise?
Edible underwear, you know, it's a funny idea in concept. Have you ever, you know, seen a, not to ask, you know, to pry too much. Have you ever gotten up close to
I have underwear? Purchased some. Yes, I have purchased some for my brother for his bachelor party. Yes. He did not use them. So they came back to me and I put them in my drawer
and my
mom found them.
Oh, no. Oh, no. For the uninitiated. Yeah. It's kind of like a fruit roll up. It's not exactly like what you expect it to be of like, it's
so you
like,
couldn't, ooh, you couldn't sensual. Wear it all day.
Unless it was made out of beef jerky.
Hmm.
Dude, imagine that, like a beef jerky t-shirt that you could just snack on.
Yeah.
Plus the underwear that, I mean, if I was going to eat food off of the body, I would think gloves would be good.
No, not gloves.
Maybe a t-shirt.
Hands.
Nothing gloves.
Candy necklace. Yes.
Oh, a necklace. Yeah, well, the candy necklace.
Candy necklace
That's
is
true.
Perfect. Any type of necklace, pearl or candy or...
But those candy necklaces are way dangerous. Have you ever seen a kid who's got one like this?
Yeah.
And then they bite it in half and it shoots like a bullet across the room, that hard piece of candy. It could take an eye out.
No,
you gotta be
that's
careful.
Fine.
Be very careful. Tyson, it's so festive at your house for Alamantine's Day.
Yeah, this is what we do, you know. Actually, I don't do any of it. There was a little gift bag for each girl on the countertop this morning. I have no idea where it came from. Yeah. And
smart.
Yeah. And then I ended up having to put this, Bergen got to go to a Valentine's Day party at her school today. So I got to make this little unicorn shoebox thing that she gets to put her Valentine's Day in. So yeah, it's been fun. It's fun enough here at the Apostle household.
Well, Tyson, I don't know how you feel about that. I know you're so good with your daughters. I'm sure that you're excited about it, but I have really come to resent Valentine's Day because it has become here yet another day that's completely centered on my kids.
Mm-hmm. That 5 stars to Rob.
Yeah. That my wife could not be less interested in anything to do with me today.
Getting romantic with you,
I have to do this for the kids. I have to do this for the kids. I'm making them a cake, and there will be. I wish that there was any thought put into what am I going to do for my boo today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of thought. What am I doing for my kids today? And I don't remember as a kid anybody making a fuss over me. Not as a kid or as an adult, Danny.
Sounds like you got some beef with your mom.
Yeah.
Beef. Yeah.
Beef underwear. Did
hey,
you?
Mom, why didn't you celebrate Valentine's Day with me?
What about if you sculpted underwear out of ground beef and then cooked it so it was warm.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's too much celebrating for my kids. Everything is another holiday.
Easter's coming. Easter's right around the corner.
You think we're not going to stop down for, you know, St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it never ends.
Rob,
I'm with you on this,
what
Rob.
Did
yeah.
you plan for Nicole for Valentine's Day?
Well, funny you should ask, Tyson, that I was planning a lot of different things, a lot of gifts were going to be coming. But then I got the luckiest of all breaks that the your friend in mine, the great Dragon Slayer coach, wrote on, sent me a tweet last week that he's on the website cameo.com and that people should get a cameo from him for Valentine's Day, and that he was going to be sending one to me for my wife for free. I was totally unrequested. I was on that. He tweeted that to me. And then from there, I ended up like, okay, well, this is saves me a lot of trouble. Coach is going to take care of everything for Valentine's Day. But then it was today. And I said, hey, where is my Valentine's Day, coach? Like, don't leave me hanging. I gotta, you know, I don't want to be empty handed tonight. And he went online and he made a beautiful video for my wife. So I'm should be in the clear.
Good. That's nice. Really good. He didn't send me a Valentine's cameo at all. And also, I'm on Cameo. I've been doing a lot of Valentine's Day shout outs as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about some Valentine's Day stories here on News AF. So, of course, not easy to find a Valentine. It can be, it's not easy out there to find somebody. That's why a Kansas man has turned to some unconventional means. He is going to be paying a ransom, Danny, a reward. To
reward
the person that could help him find a girlfriend. If you can help Jeff Gephardt find the perfect woman, he will not only give you $25,000, but also he will make a matching donation to a local no-kill animal shelter.
Sounds like he wants a pimp. Is that what he's looking for? Gonna pay them. Also,
I believe the term is matchmaker, Danny.
Oh, matchmaker. Sorry. Also, it all comes down to whether or not he thinks you found him a perfect match.
Yeah.
I mean, that's up to him to decide. So he could find a girl who's maybe close enough, but not perfect. No 25K for you or that animal thing.
Yeah. Tyson, I know that you, love a good get rich quick plan. You think you have anybody for this guy?
I mean, this is what I would do. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get on Craigslist, hire an actor for 10 grand, but only on condition that she earns you the 25 grand.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
This guy in his ad, I don't know why they always brag about what they've done with their lives, right?
Yeah, the people.
Like, man, I've jumped out of airplanes. I've run. He says he's run with the bulls.
I did wakeboarding.
Chicago Bulls.
No, the bulls in Spain.
I CrossFit. Sometimes I do keto. I do triathlons.
It's just so embarrassing. It's like, if you were that cool,
yoga.
You're so cool, but you can't get a girlfriend. You know what I mean? None of that obviously matters.
Yeah.
If that's what was important, which is what you think has been important for the 40, I think he's like 45 years you've been around.
Yeah.
Dude, it hasn't worked.
Do you know how many wives Danny would have if cool stuff was the key ingredient to winning over a mate?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, tune in to Mediocre Amateur, and then all of a sudden, it would just be like Babe Fest 2020 for Danny.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude, if I just had if I just had a bunch of beautiful women following me around, that would be amazing. But what I'm saying is, this guy, when he listed his attributes that he thought made himself sound just a delight, what he doesn't realize is that's what he's been saying now for 25 years, and it hasn't worked. So he needs this matchmaker to write the description for him, because obviously he's coming across as undateable.
So totally undateable, dude. You have to, your thing has to be more about like emotional stuff, what you like in a mate, not like, hey, I can do a triple three gainer on a wakeboard. And they're like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So The website, if anybody is interested, is datejeffg.com. There's a video. You want to hear a little bit of Jeff?
Yeah,
G's
and I'd also
video?
Like to see his picture.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'll give us a sense.
Check it out. Okay, here's datejeffg.com.
I'm good. A little nervous, excited. Yeah. Want to get this thing going.
Well, tell me about it.
So, we developed this basically because I'm single, right? And I don't want to go back to the normal app-based dating stuff. I think that a lot of people treat each other pretty poorly through that. And it's a toxic community. I kind of have a choice there, so I'm choosing not to do that. And I'm not a person that sits around and does nothing about something. I don't want to sit out.
He's a go-getter. He's tired of just being waiting around for the right person to find him.
Yeah, he could like be a serial killer. I mean, that's
I guess he could be. But they say it's
he could
the
be. He'd be a really good
expect,
one, though.
You suspect it. I don't know.
Here's the problem. We see probably a handful of these pop up every year where a guy is desperate for love and he puts out money, right? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it never works out. It's just the wrong approach to find someone who's actually interested in you because it's all screwed up.
Well,
like where's the incentives are all just they're all wrong.
Fancy Bebe has said his voice makes me want to be single.
So listen to this, that not only can you refer a woman to date Jeff G, if you could be a self-referral and also that you could be entitled. If you refer yourself, you are not entitled to the referral payout. So you would need to have somebody else submit
refer you.
Yes. Right.
So that's where you need the middleman.
Some legal thing going on right there.
Yeah, for sure. He's like, so is that prostitution? They're like, yeah, both ways are prostitution, but one way is like a gray area.
As a middleman, and that's a gray area.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would be...
I feel like I do know. I feel like
okay, six did go on.
I feel like I said, at 45... Or where he's in the 40s, I can't remember which. Yeah. And you're offering $25,000 to some stranger to find you a love connection.
Mm-hmm. When do you get the $25K? Is it like after 5 years of marriage, or like?
Yeah, you need like proof of love.
You get like, $1K a year for 25 years. I think it's
That's a good idea. That like is that. Actually a really good idea. Yeah, I like that a lot because the minute that the marriage dissolves, you know, it lasts as long as Pamela Anderson's most recent marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, you owe him like 50 bucks.
Yes. Friends describe Jeff G as a lighthearted jackass, high energy, positive, and always a big smile on his face. Lighthearted jackass. I don't know if necessarily that sounds super appealing.
Mm. No, you're like, oh, he'll play pranks on me.
He wrote this himself. It's not like his friend sat down and wrote it.
Yeah, instead, you know what he should have done?
What?
Instead of him talking to the camera, he should have had his friends pitching him to other people. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. Tyson, he's kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, you're not going to like him for like 3 weeks, but then you'll like him.
But then he'll be your best friend for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has a weird quote also that he was interviewed by CBS Baltimore about this. And he says that, you know, you have a big number that apply. They go through our Willy Wonka machine. And the ones that come out are the ones that would be great candidates for me, any one of them. And that's without looking at the pictures or knowing the chemistry or anything.
It just sounds so weird.
Yeah, and first of all, like the Willy Wonka machine did not go great
real?
For the people that went through it also.
Yeah. And it's also fictional.
Yeah, let's never forget the people who paid the price of going to the Wonka factory, like Gustav and
Gustav Gloop.
Gustus.
Yeah.
Gustus
and
Gloop.
Also Veruca.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of people who paid the ultimate price. I mean, she got sent to the de-juicer. We don't know what that means. Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, and Gustav, he was.
Oh, I
that
bet
host.
This dude is de-juicing all the time.
What I'm saying is, I'm with you, Rob. The Wonka comparison is a terrible one because he was a madman and his factory was super dangerous.
Yeah.
So I this just reduces women. I don't know. It feels like there's so many ways you go about this that would be better, like more organic. Mm-hmm. This is horrible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I kind of feel like that he's trying to, you know, beat the system. Like, I feel like that whatever sort of like dating infrastructure is in place, it has somehow prevented this person from finding a match. And I think that that means the system was working. And now he's trying to get around that system, the safeguards that were put in place.
This is how we have as a species evolve into being greater than we were in the past, is by not letting guys like this have children.
Right.
And the thing is, he's reached that point where he believes that money is the solution to all problems. Getting people, you know, and that's when you know that you've become so detached from everybody else. Like, now everything can be reduced to a dollar amount. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do you even come up with $25,000? Mm-hmm. That's what he values a good relationship at. It's just, it doesn't look good.
Okay. So let's then talk about, we talk about money, and whether or not that can buy you happiness. But a new study, according to Yale and Oxford, says that, you know what is more likely to make you happy than money is exercise. Exercise is the key to happiness, not money.
I'd say Danny, both.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm probably the happiest person you all know. And by the way, if exercise was equal to money, I would be a billionaire. Like, because that's basically all I do all day
long.
You're
the Michael Bloomberg of exercise.
I really am. And I got to tell you, it definitely makes me happy in some ways. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is just the endorphins being released.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like if you can find a
being
drug
released
that stimulates
into you
exercise,
from Christoph.
No. My own body releasing them.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not as useful as money.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. Can you exercise your way to love? You probably could. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like $25,000 will get you a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will it, though? This is an unproven technique that this gentleman
we'll
is
see.
Using.
That's right. We'll see.
Yeah. So what the study says is that there is a U-shaped curve in terms of the amount of exercise that you do.
Uh-oh.
So it's not necessarily that if you exercise all day long, every day, you will be the most happy person, that they say that three times a week for 30 to 60 minutes seems to have the most potent effect on happiness.
Whoa. I am on the other end of the U. That's descending.
You're
into
on the sad
dance.
Part. And it's true. I've seen you while you're in the deep, dark pit of exercise. Danny is not a happy camper. Once you get 20
times a week?
When you get 20 or 30 miles into a run, Danny, you end up getting really irritable.
Yeah, I know. And then I got it. For me, it's a circle.
Yeah.
So 20, 30 miles down there at the bottom, and I just got to push through to like 40, and then I'm back on top.
You did
happier than ever.
I don't think at 40 you get happy again. I think once you hit 20, it's a spiraling out of control. There is a moment, I think, once you recover from that initial, like, I hate
the second
everything.
Wind.
The second wind.
Second wind.
But the second wind just makes it so that you'll then respond to my conversations again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the exercise, you know, I feel like it's not the exercise. I think we've all exercised here. I think it's the post-exercise, just being done with exercise.
Yes.
It would apply to things like post-torture. Like, torture makes people happier than money, because after the torture, you feel so
relieved.
Good not to be tortured anymore. Mm-hmm. You're like, I love this feeling more than anything in the world. Or like post-constipation, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that probably make you happier than money, because it's the absence of pain that is makes you happy, not necessarily the event
itself. Well, and we're conditioned to have been taught that exercise is so good for us and that we have to do it to have a long, healthy life. And so when we get that done, we feel accomplished, and then we can go and eat our extra, extra large double cheeseburger pizza with extra French fries and be like, it doesn't really matter.
And that makes you happier too.
Mm-hmm. That does.
Because food has been shown to make people happy and rise you out of depression. So exercise is a double whammy. You have that sudden stop of pain from finishing your exercise. You feel great. Then you've exercised so you can eat. So now you've double stacked your happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's making more and more sense.
Yeah. They call that the Big Mac of happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think the people are happy to get the money, but then you have the money and then you spend the money and then the money is gone. And exercise
And you don't know where it went.
That. Yeah, you don't know what happened. Like, where I had money, where did it go? Okay, now I'm depressed.
I knew I had some in my account, and I went to Target and bought a bunch of things for all were under $20.
Yeah,
but now it's all gone.
I spent $230 at Target, and now I have no money. But I believe with the exercise, you still have it after you do it, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. You never lose all of that exercise. Although I've been doing pretty well at losing most of the exercise I've done in my life.
You've lost a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
You had it. And then
I saw you crushing on pickleball. How do you feel after a game of pickleball, Tyson?
I feel good after a game of pickleball. Well, I like playing pickleball. So in the moment, I enjoy it actually more than when it's done. Mm-hmm. I'm never like relieved that pickleball is finished.
Mm-hmm. So you wish that pickleball would go on forever.
Yeah, an infinite loop of pickleball would be probably perfect for me.
Maybe that's what heaven is.
Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe heaven is just you playing pickleball
against Jesus and Kobe
with your best with your best friends. Yeah, those guys occasionally step in, but mostly just your best friends.
So that would mean all my best friends would have to die at the same time, which I think us three have already agreed that that's the plan.
I think that the afterlife is a temporal anomaly. I think that, you know, people are there and then...
Yeah, there is no time. Yeah. It's once you get there, Tyson, there is no beginning. There is no end.
So once I get there, you'll be there already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
I'll be there, Tyson.
Even that's if you're living on Earth, you'll still already be at heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. I'll be there. I'll be ready to pickleball with you.
So you don't think we need to get matching jumpsuits and heaven gates ourselves to heaven so we can play pickleball with each other?
No.
I mean, you can do that
And
now.
I don't think I need to... Yeah, I think that we'll all be there together.
You don't have to wait.
Okay.
Okay. I want to talk about a lawsuit that was an interesting one from a woman named Jody Berry, who worked at the restaurant Hooters.
She sounds like she has zero chill.
Yeah. So Jody Berry, she was a person who was working at Hooters, and at that Hooters restaurant, the managers decided to start a competition to see who could sell the most beer in a month.
Danny, do you know this girl?
No.
Okay. Danny loves any city that has a Hooters, he will be there for lunch specials.
I've got a t-shirt from all of them. I'm usually hanging several from the wall, but
he's like the Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt guy of Hooters.
I also keep my bib from eating the unlimited wings too.
What about the oyster shots or whatever those are?
Gross.
Clams, oysters. What do they have? Clams.
I think it's oysters. I think.
I don't know.
So Jody was the winner of the contest. She sold the most beer.
Did she sell?
It doesn't say, but she sold the most beer in the month. And so the managers blindfolded her, which was, I don't know if I'm trusting the Hooters manager to blindfold, but she went along with it. She was blindfolded. She was led out to the parking lot to collect her prize, which was going to be a brand new Toyota. And when they took the blindfold off, she received a brand new toy Yoda from Star Wars.
Yes.
She was under the impression that she was getting a Toyota vehicle, Tyson.
No, I understand the whole thing.
She got a toy Yoda from the manager.
You know, now is not the time for owners of Hooters to be buying Toyotas for their employees.
Or to even be playing practical jokes on their employees.
Yeah.
I think both things. And that's suspect, too. I mean, with the number of Hooters shrinking by the minute.
Yeah, the sun is setting on breast-centric restaurants.
Yes. and to add insult to injury, it was not even a new Tyson baby Yoda from the Mandalorian, but this is actually old and busted Yoda, the original old classic Yoda that nobody cares about
anymore. Yeah, I do remember in junior high and elementary school, people talking about toy Yodas and then it being a joke. So that's not like a new hilarious joke that somebody did, but the fact that then a manager decided to do it and him thinking it would be really funny, because you know what is funny is building someone up to think they've won a great prize and then letting them know they have not.
Yeah. So
people love that.
Yes. So she is going to be suing the restaurant for a
good for her
Yes. Fraudulent, misleading of the employees.
Oh, yeah.
The crackback.
I hope that goes well for her.
Okay. All right. But yeah, be careful. If anybody's offering you a new Toyota, Danny, make sure they write. Can you just spell that for me?
Oh, I get invitations. People are always like, if you send me $10,000, I am soon going to be coming into possession of an inheritance and I will send you back $1 million. Yeah. I always send money out for those emails.
You have to, dude.
Oh, I'm like, dude, this is too good of an opportunity to pass up.
Fake, then, you know, you still
exactly. Turned a profit, you know, mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like you're hedging your bets with all of the Nigerian princes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've sent it to so many princes. One of them's got to be legit.
Even if
so I'm just waiting for my payday.
You know, all you need is it'll to be real.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same page here.
We haven't talked about the worst airline passenger of the week in a while, but I think we have one. A man was video recorded that he was angrily shaking a woman's seat on a plane. This was I saw this first reported as controversy. Is this person right or wrong?
Yeah.
I think he's clearly in the wrong. There's a woman named Wendy Williams, not that Wendy Williams. She was traveling from New Orleans to Charlotte, and she was reclining her seat. The man behind her was in the last row. He did not have a seat that reclined. And so this man just starts banging on.
He was more punching it, not shaking it. I felt like he was doing like a punching bag.
Yes. And the man had to be removed from the plane.
Yeah. No, that's proper. And that's
they brought in a bunch of etiquette experts to talk about this. And most agreed that both were wrong, which I found interesting.
Yes.
No.
So the woman that she should not be reclining her seat
at all.
I don't think she should never recline unless the person in front of you reclines. You don't recline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. That's my theory. That's my etiquette too. But if the person
like
in front of her reclined,
of the first person has to do it. If the first person
here's the thing. It's more comfortable to be reclined, but you're also encroaching on the people's leg space in behind you. So if someone is so kind as to not recline their seat in front of you, then you pay it forward to the person behind you.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. That's how I view it. But if the rule is because the guy in the back seat doesn't recline, the person in front of him can't recline, then that means no one on the entire plane
can
recline.
It's fully dependent on the person in front of you. And also, you also have to take into account the person behind you. If it's like a little kid, fine, recline. If it's somebody teeny tiny small, if it's somebody asleep, there's lots of factors that go into it. And if you really like, sometimes I'll be so uncomfortable that I have to recline, I will slowly recline so as not to jab anyone, or even sometimes hopefully make it unnoticeable to the person behind me.
I just wanted to add, Danny, I misspoke, that the man was not removed from the flight.
So there's a couple things to consider. The guy overreacted 100%. Mm-hmm. But think about, show a little sympathy for this guy. He's in the back seat. He can't recline. The bathroom is right there. So he's got people fanning their armpits on him while they wait to use the bathroom.
Yeah, but he only spent $22 on his ticket.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that. Everybody else did, though, too. He was maybe the last person to book.
New Orleans to Charlotte. Yeah, I mean, this was not, he wasn't flying from New York to Sydney.
Well, in the back seat, it's twice as long as it is for everyone else. Yeah,
the time you cross through some space-time continuum.
Is that an hour?
Two hours by backseat standards. No, it's under 2 hours.
1 hour and then 2 hours by backseat standards. Right.
Yeah.
I feel for the guy. I mean, he shouldn't have overreacted. Everyone has a breaking point. Mm-hmm. All of us, right? Even the chillest guy on the planet Earth could be annoyed by someone somewhere in some situation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this was that guy's. We don't know what happened before he got on the plane.
It doesn't
justify punching like that. But if he got broken up with right
like
before
that.
Valentine's Day. No, I agree.
Yeah.
Or shaking the seat.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying that we don't know what's going on in this guy's life. He's in the back seat. It might smell like a turd.
Don't give
and
him.
This was just
Why
the
are
final
you making
straw.
Excuses for him?
Because I can see myself in his position. I wouldn't shake or punch a person's chair. I'm not confrontational like that. But I can understand how a person could boil over. Again, doesn't justify it. Yeah. But then how annoying is it? And remember, the minute the camera comes on, everybody amps up their response, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's got the camera on, and now he's probably even more irritated.
Yes.
It's just she didn't help either, you know?
She was not taking the issue lightly. This woman named Wendy, at Steelers Fan OG, if you're looking for a follow, that she took to Twitter and said that she was contacted by phone by American Air. They apologized, but didn't really accept any responsibility for the flight attendant's actions, which was not any actions. I will be calling the FBI to press charges against the quote unquote man who mistook me for a punching bag. Anyone who doesn't like it, I don't care.
The FBI.
I bet the FBI. Federal Bureau is not going to get on it. Here's the other thing.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Federal Bureau of Investigation. How can we help you? Yeah, there was a guy on my flight, and he was just hitting my chair nonstop. I was reclining, and I told him to stop, and he wouldn't. Ma'am.
So here's here's the things. I think, I don't know the law on this whole thing, but I think
there is no law up in the air.
The chairs do recline. The chairs do recline. And so I think technically you can recline those because that is your freedom as a passenger to recline the chair you're in. And that's part of your space. It's a shared space, but you have the dominant. You can take it if you want. That's my belief. So I don't ever get mad at somebody reclining the chair in front of me. Sometimes I am like, I wish they wouldn't have, but I'm never upset. Mm-hmm. There's also the armrest rule. And the armrest rule for me is if you're in the middle seat, you get both armrests.
Yes.
And the people with the other comfortable seats each get one armrest on the outside. If you so choose to give up your armrest as the middle person, you may, but you are not obligated to.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it.
By the way, the flight attendant, what their action was, they offered the man a free drink. And that's one of the things that she was
like, that's not going to help. Getting alcohol Hooters. Into that guy.
Maybe relax, Danny. Maybe he'd go to sleep.
Yeah.
We don't know that. And from his actions, I think that he's
drink
more
with
aggressive.
A little sprinkle in it.
Look, everyone who gets thrown off a flight usually has alcohol in their system. So I don't think it's smart to pour gas on that fire when you got a guy using the back of a seat as a punching bag. Yeah. Oh, here, sir, have some alcohol. This will calm everyone down. Yeah. Nope.
We have one other passenger on an airline story to report. Our own Eric Stein. Tyson, are you familiar at all with Eric Stein?
Big
Brother contestant, America's player.
Of course he is.
Great friend of the podcast. Okay. He was on board a flight and that he was having a negative experience that he tweeted, "Hi, at JetBlue. I am on a cross-country flight and someone sitting near me is farting rancidly. How do you suggest I should handle this situation? Should I politely ignore it? Gently suggest they visit the laboratory? Start farting too? Any advice is greatly appreciated. Thank you."
This is what I would do.
Yes.
Well, wait, what was the response?
Well, let's hear what Tyson would do, and then we'll get the response.
For me, I would just start talking about how stinky it is. I'd be like, oh my God, who was that? Even if I knew who it was, I would just be like, because a lot of times the fear of being figured out is enough for them to just close their butthole for an hour, you know, or figure out some other way. I don't know. But that would be my suggestion would just to be let them know that you know without outing them specifically initially.
The first thing I would do is turn to my 7-year-old and be like, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Because he thinks it's funny to do that. Yes. And I've had to explain to him. But I'm with Tyson. I think that by pointing out you have, in fact, smelled it, you know, acknowledging that, hey, everyone, I have whoever this is needs to stop.
Yeah, shirt to nose, like just be like, whoa. And then also you don't want other passengers to think it's you. So you also have to push that blame away from them.
Yes.
And away from yourself and be like, not me, you know, man, that's it. Like people look back and you're like, yeah, I know.
Now,
it's not me.
If I don't get it twisted. Okay. All right. Just like I knew about the edible underwear. Don't read into that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not an airplane flatulator. Okay. But I would imagine if someone is having gastrointestinal distress, as my friend Stephen Fishback once had, Tyson, I almost feel like you can't help it. I don't know if there's anything.
Then you gotta go somewhere else. You gotta go to the bathroom.
Go into the bathroom next to that guy who's punching the back of the seat.
Yeah.
And just, you know, get down on your elbows and knees.
Elbows and knees in the bathroom.
Give it a clear path to the exit. Yeah. And then just, you know, stay in there as long as you have to.
Yeah. So JetBlue Airways responded to Eric Stein and said, "That's no fun. Please follow Kristen's subtle example and reach out to an in-flight crew member." And they had a gif of Kristen Wiig like holding her nose. Eric Stein replied, "Yesterday I experienced customer service at its finest. Thank you at JetBlue for swiftly handling a really tough situation. I came for the Cheez-Its, the TV, and the Fly-Fi, but I'll stay for the thoughtful guidance."
Wow. So he was eating Cheez-Its even in that poo-filled air?
I guess so.
Well, Cheez-Its might have masked the overall smell. But that's a powerful, powerful chip.
Tyson, I bet if you go and look at any of these airlines, like I think that they respond to you and just sort of like pay you lip service and tell you to reach out to an in-flight crew member. But I would think that they rarely do anything, right?
No, and they never do.
Yeah, what could they do? What could they do? They don't know who it is either. Mm-hmm. They're not going to all of a sudden have an episode of Clue where they slowly eliminate guests. They have no options.
What about this?
Yeah, joke about it and then move on.
The seats have little fart vacuums built into them.
Or they change color. Yeah.
Like, could you?
Or they change color as you fart?
Yeah.
But then they'll all just be that color after a week.
No. Then they go back, and when you get off the chair. Yeah. They go back to blue. Mm.
Tyson, what if you were able to, like, you know how they say that the gas mask will drop down in the event of an emergency? Could you get that on request?
Just smash it. Just be like, "Can I get that oxygen mask? Because this is not oxygen. This is pure methane that I am
or bring your own.
Inhaling right now."
That would be wild. That would be wild.
Yeah. You could do that. Bring your own oxygen.
Yeah.
Your own tank.
That guy got thrown off, though, for showing up on a flight.
Like all the guys.
Gas mask.
Yeah, like all the guys that are like most of Red Lobster's patrons. Just bring in an oxygen tank.
I don't want to get you started on the Red Lobster oxygen tank
theory. People. Yeah.
Okay. I've got one other story to mention. And I think that we've talked about this a lot. I don't know why that these fast food restaurants, this has been a thing. I feel like we've probably talked about this like two or three different times over the years, Tyson, that a Wendy's in Michigan is now the object of a lot of scorn after an employee was videotaped taking a bath in the sink. On a video posted to TikTok at a Greenville, Michigan Wendy's.
Hmm. The greatest thing ever. These people are self-reporting their own crimes.
That's the thing. That's the great thing
about the modern age.
That's how 1980s starts, man. You just, Big Brother gets you to tattletale on each other and they are no longer the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor
everything.
Not even
Big Brother. You just give everybody social media. And they'll videotape every crime they've ever committed.
Smart. That's smart. Tyson, have you gotten on TikTok yet?
Yeah, I downloaded TikTok. I opened it. It started blasting.
Yeah, I told the story last week, remember?
Started blasting videos at me.
Oh,
and then I asked my niece to teach me how to work it. And she was like, "Well, you just do like a dance thing." And I was like, "Oh, it's a dance thing?" Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Well, you can do other stuff." I saw no point in it because you can find... lots of clips of me doing lots of different things on lots of different mediums, and I didn't need TikTok in my life.
Another one? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And this is the point where I'm like, okay, this is where I'm old. I'm old now. TikTok is the one thing that I'm not getting on.
Just think about it. If you ever get into a giant sink, you know, in the back of a fast food restaurant, that could be the place.
I'd periscope
it. That's the time.
I'd periscope it.
Periscope it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then post it on your MySpace page.
Yes.
The man in the video says it feels like a hot tub. I'm just enjoying life. Live your best life, Wendy's bath guy.
But he's not climbing all the way into the sink. He just has his shirt off and is splashing himself, right?
I hope he's exercising three times a week because he's no longer employed.
I'm looking at the screenshot of the video, and he appears to be, I don't know if he has his underwear on in the tub, but he has...
There's a tub back there?
It's the thing that they wash
the
dishes.
That's a giant sink.
Yeah.
Whoa! It's in the dish in the kitchen, not in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No,
the kitchen,
yeah, kitchen. In the cooking area.
I don't think anybody would have a problem with if he took a bath in the sink in the bathroom.
Okay, no, this is definitely worse. Okay, yeah. Taking a bathroom shower is
there a
whatever.
Towel at Wendy's and
napkins?
Yeah, is this young man shy? I guess not, Danny. Employees or his fellow employees, I guess. All right, he's not modest.
Game of Thrones over there at the Wendy's in Michigan.
Yeah. Okay. So, but they're going to stay open. They're going to stay open at Wendy's.
Of course.
So,
I mean, they came in, they cleaned it as best they could. They're moving on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That they're going to make sure everything is safe for our employees first and foremost, and then definitely our guests. So please be careful out there if you end up visiting the Wendy's that was in this Michigan Wendy's. Yeah, I'm trying to find the city again to be able to
just avoid all of Michigan to be safe.
Yeah, I believe there's 56 Wendy's locations in Michigan. So be on the lookout. Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole once again?
Yeah, I've got a quick bolt hole to share.
Valentine's Day bolt hole from Danny. Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
Today I'm just giving a PSA, a public service announcement.
Yes.
I came across an article about cameras in hotels and Airbnbs, which the Airbnb thing is actually has lots of separate stories. But I came across a really, truly horrifying example of cameras in hotels or motels. Okay. And in South Korea, there was a crime ring that was busted after secretly filming and live streaming the actions of over 1,600 motel guests. Now, I was in a hotel recently at the beginning of this week, and I had already read this article, so I took a look around. I didn't find any cameras. I don't know why anyone would want to film me. Nothing exciting was going to happen. But for those of you planning a romantic Valentine's Day away from the kids, maybe you've gotten a hotel.
What should we look for, Danny? How do we sweep the room for cameras?
So there are apps that will help you find hidden cameras.
How?
There's a hidden camera detector app that you can get.
Is that
I don't know
real?
Exactly how it works. Yeah, it is real. And supposedly it does work. But
how does it work?
I don't know. Magic, pixie dust, unicorn seed. I don't know. But the things to look for are obviously any tiny black dot that's pointed in a convenient direction is something you want to look for, especially in alarm clocks, phone chargers, shampoo bottles, deodorant sticks. And if you ever see anything if you ever see anything arranged in an awkward way, like, or they said one trick is they leave like a USB charger in the wall. That has a camera in it. And so if you see something that's out of place or just doesn't feel right, definitely put on a show because you're being recorded. Make sure you look your best when you do whatever it is you're going to do. Because that's probably being streamed out to the dark web. I mean, who knows how many videos of us taking dumps in a hotel there are now on the web. Probably
hundreds. Oh, watch that, though.
Thousands.
Who's watching that on the... This is not a good
The same guy who's watching
the
TSA x-ray stuff coming through.
Rob, we don't know because we don't associate with those people, but they're out there. The people who like to watch hotel spy cam dump cameras, they're out there. And what they've
like
done...
You've seen one video of a guy going to the bathroom. I feel like you've seen them all.
No, I mean,
I don't know.
There's so many
like
different
you're a
types
true connoisseur.
Yeah, exactly. Different people, different foods. Yeah.
You're a casual man.
Yeah, you're a anyway, just, you know, when you're out and about, and the odds that any of us have come across are actually probably at this point pretty small, but they say that the trend is growing because cameras have shrunk and they are readily available from all sorts of sites, including Amazon. And so,
Amazon is the bad guy.
Well, they say Alibaba, which is the Chinese Amazon, and eBay all blatantly sell them, they say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just keep your eye out and know when you're being recorded.
Yeah.
That's it. That's okay. My PSA.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're saying frosty. That, and how can we avoid that? We just have to be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout. You can download that app that supposedly works if you want, if you're really paranoid. Mm-hmm. I would say that, and this article emphasized this, if you go to a hotel or a motel, for the most part, you're safe. It really is Airbnbs. And there's been a couple articles the last month or two where they haven't...
Is this big
the
hotel owner that, putting out these articles, though, Dan?
It could be, but there has been some articles where owners haven't disclosed that they've had cameras in... Yeah. Their Airbnb, and they pretend like, I forgot to tell you, but we all know that secretly they're all pervs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just be on the lookout, especially if you do an Airbnb, just assume at all times that two people are watching. Obviously God's at always least. Watching. And also the owner of the Airbnb is also watching.
Yeah.
So
Big Brother.
Yeah. Not Big Brother. This would be considered like,
yeah, but Big Brother has hacked into these little computers.
And the people that go on Big Brother, then the people are always watching them also on camera.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't they don't have a dump camera on Big Brother, do they?
They do.
Oh, my gosh.
But you can't watch it.
It's normalized.
Who gets to watch it? That costs extra?
So they say they only turn it on if like people are talking in the bathroom.
So Big Brother is normalizing indoor dump cams and cameras all around. At some point, none of us will probably care. We'll be TikToking all of our biggest secrets
and all of our biggest
crimes and all of our biggest dumps. And eventually everything will be exposed. Mm-hmm. Nothing will be secret.
Should we start a company that sells dump cams specifically?
No.
Tyson, moving on. That is not a sloth terrarium idea.
Okay.
No.
Look, some stuff sticks and some stuff doesn't, and I just was brainstorming here.
Okay. Personally, for me, it's like, where is this stuff? Does it even exist? If it's just people...
You're calling Broga on it?
I don't know. Like, don't you think that like there would be more, like when Aaron Andrews got filmed in a hotel that got leaked and it was a whole big thing. Like, don't you think we'd hear about like another like celebrity, like, it just got leaked. The Rock bathroom video camera footage has been.
But
leaked.
The minute you reveal that you have the camera's over.
Then what's
right?
the point?
So, yeah.
Then,
because on the dark web, they're good at keeping secrets. So you just share it down there and maybe
so
eventually
it
secret,
bubbles
then to the
I
surface.
Feel like no harm, no foul.
Right.
Okay. So you're okay with Rob dump videos as long as they're only in the dark web.
If people are watching me go to the bathroom on the dark web and they're not posting it on Twitter, then, you know, have fun.
They're being respectful.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
If somebody's watching me go to the bathroom and I don't know about it and it doesn't get revealed, then I'll still sleep at night.
Okay. All right. Good to know. That's basically consent for me if I die before you to watch you every time you poo.
Well, are ghosts watching,
ghost.
Danny?
Oh, for
ghosts
sure.
Ghosts are for sure watching.
They are the biggest voyeurs out there. They're like always, every time, hey, everyone, Rob's taking a dump. Get over here. And then they're all just standing over you. You don't know it yet.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
So there you go,
exactly.
Guys.
Yeah.
All of your enemies that are now ghosts. Are watching you do every embarrassing private thing you've
making
ever,
fun of you
and
all
will ever
the time.
Do. Yeah.
Probably
there's
laughing.
Just an entourage of people just cry laughing at
like when you die and you go up to heaven and you sign into heaven Twitter, dude, and you type your own name in, it's just going to be an endless stream of mocking.
Yeah.
Because they've seen everything.
Yeah. They've seen it. They've seen it all. Well, you know,
they've seen it all.
Look, we're all human beings. We all like
that's right. Disgusting human beings.
Yeah. At the point where you're a ghost and you can see everybody go to the bathroom, I feel like that you're sort of like, been there, done that.
You've earned it.
You've earned it.
You've been there, done
that. Have fun. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Danny, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, okay. I just got to get on with my Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Tyson, you have anything big planned for Rachel for Valentine's Day?
Well, my mom's in town, and we might have her watch the kids while we go out, or we might just hang out here.
Romantic.
Yeah, we have free babysitting.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, that is good. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always good.
All right. Great stuff. We will be back on Tuesday for News AF. A quick turnaround here. We'll have the highlights from Valentine's Day weekend and everything else that's going on coming up on Tuesday of the next week. So only like what, 96 hours until the next News AF?
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I think by that time we'll have the private secret cam footage of Danny, Danny's Valentine's night.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. All right. Log on to the dark web to see more of Danny.
www.darkweb.secret.
/.
I don't know. Is the dark web even like www?
I don't know. I don't. Who you're right. Because that's the world wide web. So we would be a secret web. I don't know how to do any of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good luck to everybody on the dark web. And whether you're on the dark web or not, be sure to check out our page on Apple Podcasts. Go to newsaf.news to leave us your feedback and star ratings. We like to read the best ones every week on the show. Help get newsaf.news. Head on over there to our Apple Podcast page. Leave us a star rating or a comment. Be sure to subscribe. newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.